Thank you and good morning. The Eureka Police Department has released still photos taken from surveillance video at the Umpqua Bank location on E Street and Henderson Center that depict the suspect wanted in an armed robbery yesterday. The teller reported that the suspect claimed he had a gun and then displayed what appeared to be a firearm in the waistband of his pants. The suspect fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of money and remains at large. In Arcata, Arcata police investigators have matched up fingerprints taken from the scene of an armed robbery at the 76 gas station on Alliance Road in McKinleyville on March 18th with Arthur Barnes Jr., a man who is currently in custody after being arrested in connection with a string of armed robberies committed across the county. Arcata police were able to lift fingerprints from the cash register, and they were matched through the State Department of Justice's lab. Officials with the Yurok tribe, along with county, state, and federal law enforcement, more than 40 law enforcement personnel total, have begun the fourth Operation Yurok, an effort to eradicate illegal and trespass marijuana grows from tribal lands. The tribe issued a statement claiming that the number of illegal grows has increased dramatically and that the environmental degradation associated with the grow sites, water diversion, use of pesticides and rodenticides, and general trash and pollution have increased along with that growth. Tribal leaders are responding to complaints from tribal members who have seen streams and creeks sucked dry and the fear of running into armed growers at remote sites on tribal lands. Tribal Chairman Thomas O'Rourke said in a statement that we will not be idle while these growers damage our natural resources, water supplies, and way of life. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office, along with state and federal officials, conducted marijuana eradication operations in and around Laytonville this week that resulted in the confiscation of thousands of growing marijuana plants. The eradication teams hit six grow sites near Hunt Ranch, Red Mountain, and rural properties off Highway 101 and pulled out more than 18,000 plants and more than 400 pounds of processed bud. One local man, McKinleyville resident Sean Hogan, was arrested at a grow site along with four out-of-county residents. All five were booked on cultivation and environmental charges. Jordan Christmas has news from Trinity County.
The Trinity County Sheriff's Office released another update on the condition of Johnny, the canine unit who was stabbed in the neck during a drug bust last Thursday. Johnny was discharged from the animal hospital Friday night. However, his condition worsened and checked back in with an upper respiratory infection. He remains in stable condition. Trinity County Sheriff Bruce Haney thanked the public for their continuous outpouring of support.
Thank you, Jordan. The Eureka City Council has approved two measures that will appear on the November ballot. The first on whether or not the city should switch to a true ward style of government, in which residents vote only for candidates who live in their ward, or to keep it as it currently is, in which residents vote for council members citywide. The second measure asks voters to decide on how much affordable housing should be required for new construction or when property is acquired by public bodies, or if it should be limited to a percentage of overall housing stock in the city. Opponents of the measures have until August 14th to submit letters arguing their case. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer said that the City Council and city staff have responded to the priorities set by residents, and that's meant balancing the needs of public service and infrastructure with quality of life measures. Diemer pointed out that the city has been creative in balancing not only its budget, but city services as well, and part of that creativity is searching out alternative funding sources, like grants.
This year's budget brought back our second canine officer. So our new canine dog, Baron, was brought to the police department a couple weeks ago and is now in training with his handler, Officer O'Donovan. So that's an exciting addition, and funds have been raised in the community for the acquisition and training of Baron. So again, kind of that community support.
In addition to a new canine unit, Arcata has brought back the position of school resource officer to run what is described as a very successful diversion program for at-risk youth, with the money coming courtesy of Measure Z.
So the other major reinstatement is our Youth and Family Services Division, so the juvenile diversion counselor positions, and we will add a school resource officer, all being funded through Measure Z. That service will be provided throughout the entire Northern Humboldt Unified School District. the communities of Arcata out to Manila up through McKinleyville will have juvenile diversion counseling positions available to them.
Deemer went on to add that the work of balancing the most important needs for Arcata with funding is an ongoing struggle, and you can hear her talk about that issue by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.